We're talking about things called Kabbalah, Shishurim V'Ava. That's called Eved Hashem, and that comes about as a result of not being Masiach Das. That's Tendaitcho. And we said, on the Kuvav, Mavel Lachoshu, Yehudi Yoichel Kabbal Al Torah V'Mitzvahs V'Shleimus. Person can be Makabal Al Torah V'Mitzvahs V'Shleimus. Ach mi hamachshov al kabbalas al malchus shemayim, ma ki yochel yet toiv l'asher is baruch, ma ni yochel aso is levanoi, velo ma hu yochel sose, hu rochek mi rochek rav, merchak rav. It's amazing. First it can be makabal al toiv v'mitzvahs, b'shleimus. But it can be rochok mo'oid mi kabbalas al malchus shemayim. Shalom aleichem. Bruchim aboim. And that's terrifying. Mavel lachshov, you yochel kabel ol teira v'mitzvahs b'shleimus. And yet, kabbalas al malchus shemayim can be very rochok mizeh. So we'll pick that up more. That theme is going to be dealt with over the next few months at length. Dugma ledover, amandav kuvav, the fourth paragraph. We might have done a little bit this Thursday, but that was weeks ago. Yomim Naroim, Yomei Adin, Rav Rubam Shel Yodim, Chashim Ki Nikroim Shuv L'Chalot Al Pnei HaMelech, Tzichon Oilson B'Shanet Toivo, Shichon Oitam, sorry, B'Shanet Toivo. And we score him B'Kol HaTiloiz She'ovru B'Shanet She'cholfru B'Kvedin L'Hashem. They remember everything that went through the year that's gone, not so partial. And they turn to Hashem and they say, Ribbono shel Olam, avati shanayim har v'kashim v'nisaynus. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I went through a year with lots of difficulties and nisaynus. Ata harei yodea, Ribbono shel Olam, ana azoli, help me please. She'ashana abot tiye toive metuka. I want a nice, good, sweet year. L'kol yodi yesh pitke, u'boreshim arucha, shama hu reitzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone's got a long Megillah. What he wants from Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Umaski is called Tsaroiso, Umav, Venyonim, Vaim, who writes Elosha. He mentions all the things, the problems he's had, that he has, and all the sufferings and everything that he wants a Yeshua from. Aleimu Ipalo Vaatsma Vavakesh Mirabonim, but Tzadik, which he follows love, and he doesn't just rely on himself. He goes and he asks Tzadikim and he asks Talmud Chachamim to daven for him as well. And he also goes to the Kibre Tzadikim. He does a whole trip. He goes to Europe because there aren't enough Kibre Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael. He has to go to Kibre Tzadikim in Europe as well. And Avalaim Mishuotanu, Achaz Pam Beyadis Sarashima, has anybody, so that person we know well, but if anybody ever taken in his hand a lust walk to Madvorim Shanot Anu Reitzim Letet Lakorosh Bochu Bashanaze. Anybody on Rosh Hashanah have a list of things he wants to give Hashem on Rosh Hashanah? Yishnam Rabbi Ma'od Shumuchonim Litchayv Letetlo Hey Makabli Malatzma in Kabbalah Zu or Acheres. We what do you mean? We all take on Kabbalah. We have to fight with ourselves not to take on too many Kabbalahs. We want to give Hashem the whole world. Yeah, but why we take on Kabbalahs? Because we want something back. We do business with Hashem. Hashem, I'm going to be a good boy this year. And therefore, all the Torahs I lost, your blood bring back on me again this year. Yeah, it's a rough year. Please. I realize it could be because I wasn't such a good boy. Therefore, I'm going to take on all these Kabbalahs and that'll make me a good boy. And now you give me what I want. That's usually what it looks like. אם יש יהודי שחושב ביומים נוירים, מה אוכל לתת מנחה לשם כדי שיהיה לא נחס? What can I give Hashem? He'll have a good year. What can I give Hashem? So he'll have some נחס, whatever those words mean. We talk about in our terms. Hashem's terms, this is ridiculous. Means, do I want to be a giver or a taker? צריך יהודי לגשת בישרים של שנה, עם פתק ובו כסובים, Kol Tzoroso V'loma Kacha. Ribbono shel Olam, Toda Rabba. Thank you, Hashem. Akol HaNisheinis V'Akashin. Hatzavad was nefesh you menat chelti. All the tzaras and worries and problems and daigas, that was my portion. Hare, the Kabbalah or some amalachti or ischo alai, vada asinti lechanachas. For sure, by accepting them and making you my king with all the tzaras, for sure, I gave you lots of nachas. Like we saw in the Torah. Like we saw in the Lashon of the Torah. One second. Where's my tool now? Where's the tool?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. V'chayinam nebrech ala ra'a v'da'a shleime v'nefesh kafotz. K'derech shem v'aruch v'simcha ala t'oiva. Ki hara lo'ev v'ashem hu toivosom v'simchosom. Because these bad things that happen to the person are good for him and they he simcha. Why? Kiven shemakabel ba'ava ma'ashe gozer olav Hashem. He's accepted everything that happened to the day they went past Hashem. Ani makabel ba'ava v'simcha. Nimse shekabalosav razu hu oev v'ashem shehu simcha lo'i. He makes Hashem happy, gives Hashem simcha. That's the vote. My being makabel, everything I went through the whole year, Kodesh Baruch Hu, ba'ava, that gives you simcha. Because if you be simcha, I be simcha. If I be simcha, you be simcha. It's a kol tov. A kol tov. Tzarech Yehudi legeshet b'yisubo shel shanayim petek ubo koysim kol tzoroysa v'loy mekacha. Cover the list of all the tzoros you have, and you say to Hashem, I'm a kabbal zeh ba'ava. That's what you wanted, that's what's good for me, and I'm a kabbal zeh, and I'll make you my king. And that gives Hashem simcha. Vuvan shesarech levakesh shel shana toivu v'gzeris toivu v'kifi shem ofir v'sinu v'tila. Avada first has to daven for the good things. It brings us back to the question, why are we davening in the first place? What is davening? So I'm not going to grapple with introduction to tefillah. Why do we daven? Hashem knows better than me what's good for me and what I need and what I should have. So leave it to him to take care of everything. Why am I telling him what's good for me and what I need? I could be wrong. If it's what's good for me, Hashem's going to give it to me anyway. If it's not good for me, you can ask him as much as you want. He's not going to give it to you. So why are you davening? There's two answers to that which we're not going to go into now. One has something to do. What's Bechira got to do with it?
Hashem knows what's good for me. I choose what's not good for me.
He's not going to give it to you if it's not good for you.
So, therefore,
so why are you asking? Why are you asking?
Is that also the wrong Bechira?
Huh?
Is that wrong Bechira?
You have Bechira. Bechira is whether you're going to do the right thing or the wrong thing, not what you're going to get and what you're not going to get. Whether you have food or not, it's going to do with your Bechira. If Hashem wants to keep you alive, he's going to give you food, because if he doesn't give you food, you're not going to be alive. And he wants to keep you alive, so give you food. And if he doesn't want to give you food, you can kick the house down. He's not going to give you food. So what's davening? Now that you have a chiyuv to daven, you have a bechira where you're going to daven or not. But what tefillah in the first place? No, this is an old question. Anybody who's ever davened is grappling with these questions all the time. Okay, there's two answers to that question, which represents two different types of tefillah. There's a tefillah called Yushalayim. There's a tefillah called Maras HaMachpelah. There's two different. There's Avos Tiknu tefillah, and there's Keneged Tzmidim. Both Chevron and Yerushalayim are called Shar HaShamayim. Huh? That's three things. We think with two. Yeah. The Gemara is the Machlokes in the Gemara. Avos Tiknu Tfilas or Keneged Tzmidim Tiknu Tfilas. And there's two Shar HaShamayim. That means the Rambam passes according to both of these. Avos and Tzmidim. The vice versa thing is two aspects of tefillah. There's the tefillah that goes up through Chevron, which is Avos Tiknu Tefillah, because who's buried in Maras HaMachpelah? The Avos. And what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash? Tzmidim. So there's Tzmidim and there's Avos. The one is Yerushalayim and the one is Chevron. Well, that's poshut, right? Now, what all that means, we're not going to go into now, but that we have to discuss sometime. But that's the place for that. The two reasons why we daven has something to do with it. Either because it's connected to me, or it's connected to Avos Tiknu. If you say what's clean, what's Avos Tiknu. They will understand why we daven. The simple reason why you daven is to acknowledge where you get it from. If you get something for nothing, it's not good for you. If you come to expect it, and you can sometimes forget where it came from. Oh, what an interesting coincidence. That's exactly what I needed. Yeah, isn't that feeling? When you daven for it, you know that it's not an interesting coincidence. When you ask the Shem for something, he gives it to you, you know where it came from. You know where it comes from, now it can't damage you. If you don't know where it comes from, you could actually get messed up and it came from somewhere else. Anybody ever walked into the Macaulay and asked to buy a piano? Why not? Unless you're in Nevada, but there's no Nevada to the lava. Because you know that they don't sell pianos. So when you go to Kodesh Baruch and you're asking for everything you're asking for, why are you asking him? Because you're acknowledging that it all comes from him. That protects a person from thinking that things are b'mikra. That's the simple answer to the basic question. There's more. Okay. But anyway, let's get back to our subject. We're not talking so much about tefillah. We're talking more about why am I doing what I'm doing. Movement Shatarik Levakav called Shana Toiv and Xavier's Toiv is definitely should move with Sidu with Tefillah. Why do you have to double for all the things that the Sidu says you've got to double for? This is a chiv to ask. אבל המקושר סיחס לנובע ממקום של למענך אלוקים חי. למענך אלוקים חי. For your sake, Hashem. לנו אין רצוינס משלנו. We don't have any רצוינס of our own, essentially. That's not so possible to talk about that as well. אנו רוצים לעבדך למענך. We want to serve you for you. That's my רצון. We don't want to get rid of רצוינס. We don't become little jellyfish, you don't have a rotten, you just sit there and you do what you're told. Hashem wants our input. But for you, Hashem, it's not what you're doing and what you want, it's why. What do I want, panosa? Why do I want help? Why do I want all these things I want? So that I can be over you. I can serve you better. It's not a dog that's going at the lotion of the Zohar there. You shouldn't ask for personal things on Rosh Hashanah because you sound like a dog saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. Is to look at everything he's gone over to say, I don't want the same year to be the same. First, he's moedal over. He thanks Hashem for everything that he had in the past, all the dinim that he had in the past. He's makabul ba'ava, emes, umevakesh ala osid. This year, hopefully, I can give you more Hashem. So give me the keli money to give you more. And over Hashem is not making a cheshbon of how much Hashem still owes me. Well, I ask all these things. This you're going to do it because I'm still waiting for this. No, that's what he's interested in. He's worried about how can he be a better over Hashem. So he sits down and he makes a list of everything he needs in order to be a better over Hashem. And those are the things he requests. Now that's not so possible. Lovely words, boy, sir. Lovely words. Correct. It's like you only eat what you need in order to go over Hashem. Nothing more. You understand that we're very rochok from that. Very rochok from that. But we have to know this is the truth. What you do about this practically, that's another question. Now you go back to real. Where am I really holding in terms of being an over Hashem? In makabling Yusurim Ba'av, as we mentioned. Doesn't have to be the big thing. It could be the little things as well. Start with the little things. But at least we know what to daven for. At least we know what to daven for. Daven that Hashem should help you be able to be makabel yisurim ba'avah. Those are the things you should be davening for. And no matter the things you think you need, you should ask for them. But think about why you want it. These are very hard arguments. Don't think that it's a portion. Even though we see that the Maaseh today, we're bound by this, because we don't have any other choices to it. The reign of Uvurach B'Shefa Hatzos Moso Motim Hashem Yisburach. This generation is full, Bukh Hashem. The storehouse is full of eitzes of how to do business with Hashem. And yes, there's segula plainis, attend schumlu the tzoka. We have lots of segulas. I print books on segulas today. Lots of segulas. I'll give money to tzoka. Most of the time when you're giving money to tzoka because they're going to go down for you in Krakow or whatever, you don't even have the mitzvah of tzoka properly. Because a near ear chakoidmim. And a lot of that money doesn't go to a near ear chok. No, there's a locker. There's hilchus tzoka. You sure you've gone through the Shulchan Aruch and you become a hilchus tzoka when you give your money because you want something back? The kala yosoyva will daven for you under the chuppah. It's a good thing to give money to a kala yosoyva. Fantastic thing. But what about the kala yosoyva that lives next door to you? Well, she's not going to daven for you at Amukha for 3 weeks in a row after the chatur or under the chuppah. But the kala from Haifa wall, you're allowed to give the kala in Haifa if you haven't taken it over your kala yosoyva in your own town? I don't know. I'm ask your local rabbi. The Eitz Hara knows we're not going to stop giving tzedakah. So get you to give tzedakah already. You don't have to give tzedakah. And the Eichin Koyim, that's what it means. You have to take care of all the poor people in your town first before you start worrying about other people. No, that's not so simple how you do that practice. But that's what I'm doing business with Hashem. I'm a peker tehillim, aylu v'aylu, b'suh zeh yegeh le'yishua ploinis. I've got my safety. You should say tehillim. No one said not to do any of these things. Just get in touch with the fact that we're trying to get out of Hashem things by using all these tricks and shtickles. No one's been resulting on any of these things. These segulas and these tzimtzumim would have come from kadmonim gedolim. They're not stam pa-pa-pa. If it is, then we're not talking about that, because that's just nullish. Ach mahalach ha-chashiva ha-risheni tzarich liyais koidem kol v'reishis l'kol. The first thing we have to think about and be concerned about and take into account when we need help is Ribbono Shel Olam. And in Makabalas Kola Bayot Sheshalachta Liba Abu Basim. First of all the troubles I had in the year that went past, it came from a Kodesh Baruch, right? And it's the Tavosi Vesimchosi, the Losh of the Tour. It's for my good and it's for my Simcha. And Ilo Chai Ba'olam Bishvilatzmi, I don't live in the world for me. I didn't come here for me. And it was really Eved Hashem. I came here to be Eved Hashem. I came here to give. That's why I'm here, because I want to be like you. And you're the giver, and I want to be a giver like you, because I want to be like you, because I want to be close to you. So give me what I need in order to do that. Now there's segulas and give to me. Well, it's a fantastic thing to do. No one says not. No one says not. We're just in touch with why are you doing all of this? Excellent question. So how do we mishalev, and how do we live with that ultimate stira in our life? That Hashem implanted in us a tzelem elokim, which is the program that you're supposed to activate that makes you an unconditional giver, mitzad echad, correct? And mitzad sheni, what you're asking is, Hashem made us the biggest takers in the world. We can't survive without taking. Correct? That's a big stira. That's a major paradox. Go and become the ultimate giver. Tell him a little kid, correct? But I'm making you the biggest taker in the world. You can't survive without taking. To do Nagel Vas in the morning. The first thing you do in the morning is you open your eyes and you do Nagel Vas. How many people have you taken from just by doing Nagel Vas in the morning? How many millions of people have you taken from just to get your Nagel Vas done? You want to look at it quickly? We've got 10 minutes, we can start. We won't be able to finish, but we can start. Your kri that you're going to do Nagel Vas is made from what? Plastic, metal, whatever, yeah? Let's say it's metal. It's one of these mass metal ones, yeah? Where does the metal come from? From the ground. How does the metal get out of the ground? The people have to mine. They have to mine the machinery. Now the machinery has to get made. Yeah, there's trucks, lorries that have to bring it in. They need tires. The rubber comes from Malaysia, China, everything comes from China. No? The water needs to somehow get into the tap, so that you need electricity, you need a pump. You know how many millions of people you've used? And all you've managed to do is Nagel Vas. That's it. You haven't started eating yet.
You're giving at the same time.
Once again, forget about the giving. First, you focus on the taking. Hashem made you the biggest take in the world. You can't get out of bed in the morning without having taken for millions of people. Hashem says, yeah, now go activate your Tzelem Elokim. What's the answer? We've discussed it that many times.
It's not like
having a cover for your mother when you're a shoeva. But if I'm going to be the taker, I'm not going to be able to activate my Tzelem Elohim, which is to be the ultimate giver, because I'm taking.
Taking is giving.
It's a two-word answer, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a two-word answer. We've spoken about it a many times.
You're taking all the tzelem.
You're taking in order to give. That's what he wanted to say. Okay. The key that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that balances out the giving and the taking is a thing called the Koros HaTov. Ein Sham Barichus. That's the tool that we use in order to balance out this awkward feeling we have when we take it.
If a person
has anything left of him, of his Tzelem Elohim, when he takes, he should feel a bit icky. Should feel something not nice. Because it goes against your icky nature. Your icky nature is not to take. Why? Because I'm a Tzelem Elohim. Taking is abhorrent to me because taking takes me away from Hashem. Giving brings me close to Hashem, and I want to be close to Hashem. And Hashem said, yeah, no, but you're going to have to take a lot. You're going to be taking an enormous amount in order to survive. So how do I deal with it? I recognize where it's coming from. Those are the words.
Not just Hashem, recognizing the people that were involved in making the plea in the morning, saying that the first of
starts with that. Ultimately, it's going to get you back to Hashem. Yeah. But it starts with the maid, unless you realize you don't have a maid. That's a very disturbing moment in the man's life when he realizes they don't have a maid. He always thought that the dirty laundry that he left in the bathroom made its way ironed and washed and fresh into his cupboard was via the maid. And he realized he doesn't have a maid. That is much disturbed. He doesn't understand how that happens. There's something weird going on in the house, no? He always thought he had a maid, so he could answer the question. They doesn't understand it. All these things happen. That's a very daunting moment for a man to face. A chorus hatoiv, overwhelming. He's taking. Oh, is he taking? She's also taking. Yeah. Well, credit card got stolen. He didn't cancel the card. You know why? Because the gunner was using it less than his wife. You know, there's a lot of taking going on both sides of the fence. So how do we deal with that? Every day you're taking and you feel icky, you feel guilty, you feel bad. What do you do with those feelings? That's how we balance it. Why are you taking? He says, you're taking in order to give. You're giving in order to take. Which one are you? So those of you who have mastered the deathless kutras al chesed on giving and taking will have answers to all these questions. Ayin sham. Every day for the rest of your life. Ayin sham. It's all there.
When we pay, we have the feeling.
When you say thank you, you have the feeling that you were yotzi. And when you pay, you have the feeling you were yotzi. And when you, that's how we go through those feelings. That's how we get rid of those feelings. The exercise you have to do, though, if you want to really get in touch with this, not the solution, the problem, is imagine for yourself a situation where you can't say thank you, you can't pay back. There's nothing you can do for this other person who just did you a very big favor. Now what are you going to do? Thank you, you call. Pay them back, you can't. Send them a bowl of flowers and a thank you card, you can't. Those are all things you should do. I'm not saying not, but be very careful. Shdiachos used to say, thank you is a treif word. Because people think thank you has something to do with a chorus of toif, and it doesn't. It may be the beginnings of a working in a chorus of toif to teach a child. Maybe the beginning, maybe. But thank you has nothing to do with a chorus of toif. Thank you potters you from a chorus of toif. Because you paid the guy back. I said, thank you. You want more? I paid you. What's the problem? I paid. I brought you a gift. So I feel better now because I... What are you going to do? You stay in someone's house. For one night, they give you a bed. Yeah? Air conditioner thrown in. Yeah? Now the Gemara says, you chayev benafshe. You're in your life. I'm in a lot of trouble. Baruch, can you stay in his house? Of the Shabbat.
My honor.
Now I'm chayef benafsha. Good, it's your honor, but it's my life. I mean, chayef benafsha. What do you mean, chayef benafsha? What did he do? He gave me a bit to sleep. Now what? Are you my life? Here you go, your life. How are you going to live with that? I said, thank you. I said, thank you. A few times, and I gave you a little gift. So now I'm fine. I have nothing to worry about. I don't feel bad at all. No guilt, no imbalance in the giving and the taking, nothing. Because I was Yotzi Zan, I said, thank you. I didn't write a note, but if I really feel bad, I'd write a note. Make me feel better. Correct? No, what's it make you and me? And
where does it say?
It's a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Don't ask me questions. It says, Chayv Benafsha. What does that mean? It means you Chayv Benafsha. That's it. You're in your life. He gave you a bed to sleep in. How'd you pay him back? You can't. You can't. Okay, let's assume you have a Rav Toiv and Rav Yaan. I'm not going to go into that now. You understand the problem? Could be. Once again, you're out. That's another. So now there's another thing. You come up with millions of examples. I'm trying to get you and me out of the problem with what happened on the show. I'm just getting an example. Okay, it's not about you and me. Not about the person. Correct. Now, what do you do with a ship?
It's very overwhelming.
Well, Hashem's easier.
No, it's not. Hashem's
easier. No, it's not. That's why you get to practice with people first.
I just gave him a bet.
Because Hashem is much harder. Hashem is much harder. No, you have to deal with parents. You have to deal with hamon. There's not a portion, Sufya. There's not a portion at all. This is the fulcrum that everything swirls around. Because a person who doesn't have a chorus of koi, you're not going to pay me that.
The guy who lets you go in front of
you
him
can't tree. Ever pay him back. That's the point. That's what he said.
A chorus of tov isn't an external thing, it's an internal thing. Saying thank you is not a chorus of tov. A chorus of tov is you understanding and appreciating where it's come from, no?
That's some of it, yes. Yes. You magdir it good. The example, maybe I don't have to work on. But it's very clear that it's important, so I'll tell you what. If Desla says somebody who doesn't have a chorus of tov cannot go to Olam Haba, not as a punishment. Someone who's not makir toy, before we get to gratitude and appreciation, just makir toy, he recognizes, well, it was a good Daniel that creates a debt, and I have to somehow deal with that debt. That's a chorus of toy. How do I deal with this debt? I'm a giver and I want to be a giver, but I took that creates an imbalance in the system. That's called debt. And I'm mushubad to this person. I owe this person. Even the Italians understand that you owe me one. You know, they're calling in their debts. That's all they do the whole day. They're calling their debts. They understand. I did you a favor. It creates a debt. There's a shibudya. That starts with being makir toiv. You have to recognize it was a good year. Someone who can't be makir toiv, what's he going to do in Olam Haba? What is in Olam Haba besides good? Nothing. And he can't be makir toiv. So what's he going to do in Olam Haba? He can't go there. There's nothing there but good, and he can't be makir toiv. So what's he going to do there? What's he going to do there? It's like you're going to Eilat, but you hate swimming and you hate the sun. So what are you going to do in Eilat? Don't go to Eilat. There's nothing there for you. Don't go to Olam Haba if you can't be makir toiv because there's nothing else there for you. Excellent question. No, you can't be. That's why you came down here first. Because schar is what you earned. You earned it. You're not taking it. You earned it. You deserve it. It's yours. You created it. You made it. You built it. It's more. What is schar? Schar is what you made out of yourself down here. There's a bigger kasha. The purpose of Abba says, in Olam Habayim, you're not going to just get schar. You're going to get more than schar. How are you going to live with that one? That's a big kasha that everybody deals with. And that's, I haven't got a proper answer to that Chovas and Lavavas. We'll see that there is an answer to that Chovas and Lavavas. When we finish here, we said we were going to learn the last chapter of Pirkei Machshava, Chelek Aleph. He talks about Anongas HaYichud, Anongas HaMishpat, and they explain how you can get more than you deserve, and it's still not a problem with Nabat. We'll have to see. You get the Surim that you don't deserve in order to be able to get Scha you don't deserve. Those are side issues. The Ikki issue is that our voida is to start focusing on the subject of a Kodesh of Toiv and understand what that means and how to deal with it, because it's a very difficult subject. And at the center of this subject lies most of our problems.